Good evening. This is the first meeting of the Social Services Committee. Before we get started, there's a need to elect a chair for the committee, so I need to...
Wait. Do we...
I guess Kathy has them turned on. They should be
They're
down.
On?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Before we get started, I need to call for nominations for the chair. All those in favor?
Here.
Okay, Mr. Littlejohn, can you assume the chair?
Are we going to nominate the vice chair first? Are there any nominations for a vice chair? Hearing no nominations, can we continue, Sandra, until the next meeting? Okay. We'll continue until the next meeting. The first order of business, Minister, just before I get to you. Our first order of business for a committee is that we need to adopt our minutes of the last Social Services Committee on May 7th, 2014, from the Department of Health and Community Services. All those, can I have a motion to adopt the minutes, please? Moved by Mr. Cornick, seconded by Mr. Pollard. All those in favor? All those contra-minded? Carried. Thank you. I'd like to welcome the minister and his officials from the Department of Seniors, Wellness, and Social Development. It's great to have you, Minister. Welcome to the Social Services Committee. Just some ground rules for all committee members. I traditionally use the clock. So, Minister, you will have 15 minutes for an opening remarks, up to 15 minutes. Mr. Hillier, I am assuming that you're, as the critic, you will have 15 minutes to respond and ask questions. And I would just ask members, as we go through this evening, you ask questions, we refer to the correct subhead, so the minister and his staff knows exactly what subhead and we're talking about. We are in committee. There is time for some preamble, but basically it is estimates, and we are focusing on the estimates document and the subheads that are relevant to the various departments and services. So without any further ado, unless we have any questions from committee members, we can commence this evening. Minister, I open it to you, and would you introduce your staff, please? And I remind staff members that you need to wait until the little red light in front of you comes on, and that means your mic's live. Minister Jackman.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess what I'll do is start off by asking my staff to introduce themselves. So I'll start with my deputy.
Brent Mee, Deputy Minister.
Mark Jones, Assistant Deputy Minister, Health Promotion, Wellness, and Sport.
Elizabeth Day, Assistant Deputy Minister, Seniors, Aging, and Social Development.
Don Brown, Executive Assistant to Minister Jackman.
Heather May, Director of Communications.
Ken Curtis, Departmental Controller.
Thank you. Minister, and your opening remarks, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be... I won't take up my full 15 minutes. Mr. Chair, we are a new department. As the department indicates, seniors, wellness, and social development. The seniors component of it, all we have to do is take a look at the demographics. And, Mr. Chair, we recognize what faces us in terms of dealing with the number of seniors that we're going to have in our province over the next coming years. By 2026, it's predicted that per capita Newfoundland and Labrador will have more seniors than any other jurisdiction in Canada. I've said on a number of occasions and places where I've spoken, I've said it in this House, that at no point do I, as a minister, want to be seen and the public to see seniors as a liability. We've got to treat seniors with dignity, the respect that they deserve. These are the people that built our communities, and therefore, as such, we, you know, we need to ensure that they get the services that they need. And over the past number of years, I feel that as a government, we have done much towards, you know, addressing many of the concerns that the seniors have. The second component of our department is the wellness. And we've heard recently in media about the issues that face us as a province. And I know that my critic is very much into the sport and recreation side of things. I believe he's been into it a fair amount of his life. And he's very much aware of the challenges that we face as a population around our obesity rates, the rate of heart attack, type 2 diabetes that we have. And oftentimes these are, well, many of them are beyond our control. Many of them can be within our control because of the lifestyles that we lead. So that wellness component of our department talks about the general overall well-being of our population, from everything from, you know, the mental health issues that we confront, to, as I said, the challenges that many of our people face around leading a healthy lifestyle. The third component of it is the social development, and that's more around the inclusion part, so that as that we as a province recognize that every individual in our province has the right to participate and be you know, an integral part of what makes our province run. Whether you have a disability or whether you're a part of a group that sometimes you feel you may not be totally represented, but everyone has the right to live in this province and to be treated equally. And, you know, a large part of our department is around the Disabilities Policy Office. And we know the challenges that the disability community face within our province. And I'm pleased to say that I think personally, and I think staff, we have a good working relationship with the organizations that promote the rights of disabled people in the province, and it's something we're very much proud of. So, Mr. Chair, that's about it for my opening remarks. I'm sure that we'll have some questions and commentary around the department, and I'd look then to entertain any questions that people opposite might have.
Thank you, Minister. And I think, yeah, just before we start, if we could start, this is usually informal, so if I could be take the liberty to say Rex and Jerry, or do you want to be addressed more formally? That's fine. Rex, so if we could start, oh, hi, Ms. Dempster. Nice to see you. If we can just start with you, Rex, we'll go down the front row, and then Tony will come back and down, so the officials from the minister's department knows who's in the room. So, Rex, please.
I'm Rex Hillier, member for District of Conception Bay South, and I guess Dwight has asked me to be responsible for following this this department from the opposition point of view.
Good evening. Dana English, researcher with the official opposition.
Graham Little, researcher, official opposition.
Jerry Rogers, I work for the good people of St. John's Centre.
Susan Williams, researcher for the NDP.
Tony Cornick, representing the Great and Cultural District of Port au Port.
Glenn Little, MHA for the beautiful district of Bonavista South.
Everybody have beautiful districts.
Kevin Pollard, MHA, Bayford Springdale District.
Stelman Flynn, Humboldt.
Lisa Dempster, member for Cartwright-Lanseclair and opposition critic for persons with disabilities.
And I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Glenn Littlejohn, the member for Portigrave. Rex, you have 15 minutes if you wish.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. I just want to point out that sitting back there with my back to the wall is a lot more comfortable than sitting here with Kevin Pollard. Breathing down my neck.
Okay. That's a good opening line.
That's a good opening line. Thank you, Minister, for you and all your staff being with us this evening. And not everybody's aware, but we sat down with the department about a couple of months ago, I guess, and had a very good morning, went over some of the treetops in terms of what the Department of Seniors Wellness and Social Development is all about. And I guess I'm looking forward this evening to taking some of those topics that we talked about briefly at that time and look at them in some more detail. So is this where we start with?
We can start if you're ready for questions, and that's your opening remarks.
Yep,
we can start.
I'm fine.
Just for all committee members, we're on page 22.3, Senior Wellness and Social Development. We're starting at sub-ed 1.1.01, the Minister's Office. Is that where we're to, Rex?
No.
Okay, and I need the clerk to call the sub-ed first.
Okay. 1.1.01.
The clerk has called 1.1.01. Rex, where are we going?
We wanted to start with the salary details by department, summary salary schedule one.
Okay. we follow the subhead normally, Rex.
And that's where we go from. We're fine after that, but there were a couple of questions tied to.
Okay, you want to just ask a couple of questions and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good.
Under the summary of salary schedule, in 2014-15, there were 97 permanent positions budgeted at a cost of $3.7 million, and the revised number for 2014-15 shows 45 permanent positions.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't catch the first part of the question.
97 permanent positions, Brent, and then I went down, yes. Yeah. Minister?
So the makeup of our department now is 47 in total?
45
in total. And so your question around the 90 is what?
There were in the schedule, it's showing 97.
You want to speak to that?
Yeah. Well,
Brent?
Yeah, Brent Mead, Deputy Minister. Mr. Hur, what that is because the way they were carrying the past year still had tourism, culture, and creation staff in the department. And then when we moved through the transition to creation of the new department, that's why it reflects what's now truly left in seniors, wellness, and social development. So I would think, and I didn't do this, but if we were to look at a comparison of BTCRD, you see how their number went up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see how business towards cooperation was at 156 and they went to 205?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So our previous numbers were the old
Minister?
Tourism.
Okay.
Our previous numbers were the total of tourism, culture, and recreation. Some of those bodies now are gone with BCTRD, and then the rest are remaining with us, and that would make up that 45.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, if we go back to that page one again.
Yeah.
Budget 2015-16 shows 45 permanent positions, as you've indicated.
Yeah.
At $3.4 million, that's $200,000 less than the revised figure for 2014-15 for the same number of positions.
Minister.
So that you're on page 22.3.
No, page one, schedule one, summary of salary details. Do we want to go on and come back to this one?
Brent?
Okay, so if I understand your question, you're wondering, in 14-15 budget, it said $3.725 million.
Yep.
And the revised is $3,648,300. That is reflected when we go through each of the estimates or activities, you'll see, Mr. Hurry, where there are some variances in the budget revised. Revised reflects what was actual, what we projected as the actual expenditure. And when you go through the budget, if there's variances, it would explain them by division, if you wish, or by activity. But it generally would be because you would have vacant positions that you were recruiting for and they weren't filled.
Didn't fill. Well.
And so you slipped a little bit of the salary dollars. That would be largely what is that's attributed to. Okay.
Rex?
Again, on page one, budget, there's $794,000 in other salary costs for 2015-16. What does this cover?
I believe, it's Brent Mead again, it would be largely related to the pools and our temporary employees that would be working at the pools. And the 3% salary increase and things like that. So they're
permanent positions, or would they be?
They would be temporary positions. They would be your swimming, your guards, your lifeguards, your instructors, those kinds of positions that would be in the pools.
If we go to page three, it shows one position lost for summer in the summary of attrition.
Yes.
One position lost in this department. So this is one position for 2015-2016.
Minister?
Yeah.
There'd be one position we have to find that we will need to find in 15-16.
Do we know what position would that be?
Yeah, it's going to be Minister, in the sport and rec division, is it?
Yeah, we have one position that's presently vacant in the sport and rec position, and it's likely that's where the attrition will occur.
If I may.
Brent?
Yep. Brent Mead, Deputy Thank Minister. You. So the attrition plan for the department, that's what that indicates, is that we are to find one position to a value of just over 62,000 for this year. As the minister notes, in the rec and sport division, we know we have a number of retirements coming.
Okay.
We have a position that we're in the middle of recruiting for. So we are, our plan is that we will find the savings in that division.
And our attrition plan over 5 years is one year, is one position each year.
Did you see my notes? I said, did you see my notes?
No. That was it.
Yeah, that was my next question. Okay. So you're looking at losing five over,
yeah,
over 5 years. 5 year period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We go to, before we go, start going through the core document, one other item on page 113. It's a summary of 2015-16 salary funding by activity.
No, I haven't got that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right. There are four areas here that have significant other costs. Yeah. All right. One is recreation and sport.
Yeah, I can explain
that. That's $395,000. And then we can, seniors and aging, poverty reduction, and disability policy office. Yeah. Want to take us through,
Brent,
where those extra costs might be coming from?
So, Brent Mead, Deputy Minister. So the majority, as is already spoken to, the other being the call-in and temporary positions in the pools. That's where the rec and sport 394 would largely be. That's what that is.
Okay.
Okay. The other significant one, seniors and aging, 113,590, is related largely. So in the other would be the 3% increases. But in this one as well, we have a new position that's been created. We had a position, adult protection consultant, that was on contract being paid for from grants and subsidies, that this year has now been voted into the salary vote of the department, and a permanent position will be created.
And their role is?
Adult protection consultant. For poverty reduction, the 88,000 again would be the same thing. It would be a small increase around 3%, but it would also be a policy and program specialist position that we got in the budget process for the poverty reduction office. And the same thing then for the disability office. We had a temporary position approved in the budget. So the poverty reduction and the disability office both had one position each, temporary policy and program specialist positions approved in the budget.
So they will they be permanent positions?
Right now they are temporary positions.
They are temporary positions.
Yes.
But as employees of the department as opposed to being on contract?
That's right. The position will be given a temporary position number. It has not been created as a permanent position in the department, only as a temporary one. And it's in our fiscal framework for a 2 year period.
For 2 years, yeah.
Okay. The disability policy office, what's the role there?
It's policy and planning, isn't it?
Minister?
It's policy and planning.
Policy and planning. Mm-hmm. Okay, we go to the core document.
So can I assume 1.1.01?
1.2.02.
1.2.02. General Administration? Just to keep committee members in line?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Page 22.4. We're showing purchase services of $18,600. What are we doing? What are we using that for?
Purchase services. Which one are you in? Up here?
Yes, right here. So purchase services.
1.2.02, oh,
yeah,
Minister.
Yeah.
Anybody need to make a photocopy here?
Hey, go ahead. Okay.
Brent.
Brent Mead, Deputy Minister. So purchase services, and this would be applicable, I would suggest to you, Mr. Hillier, across almost all of the divisions.
Okay, so that's the line that
purchase services is where you're paying for things like your your postage, your copiers, your those kinds of administrative function supports you have in the department. That's what would come out of purchase services.
Minister.
Any rental costs or anything like that. We wouldn't have that in this case, but that's what would
purchase Minister.
And as Brent said, across this entire section, you're going to find that there's some ups and downs, and there'll be things like, you know, in-house printing and copying, for example, we would have done some. But generally, like you said, that's basically what it is.
Right. Thank you. The other one on that page says there's a provincial revenue number there, but $3,000.
Yep. Brent
Mead, Deputy Minister. So the 3,000 revenue here is a very small number, but it's there and it's under administrative support because if you have things like trip advances that are paid back by staff or petty cash accounts that are given back to the Crown, these are the things where that's recorded. It's a very small number. It would fluctuate from year to year. So it's just a small administrative amount that's put there. Where we do handle, particularly where we handle cash at the pools and stuff like that, that's where those kinds of things would be.
Thank you. 2.1.01. It's 22.5.
Yeah.
So again, you've got a list there for purchase services, which we're assuming is pretty much the same thing as you said, going right across the board for all all areas.
Those the one there is that the $2,700 one you're looking at?
In this case, it would be 21.9.
Purchase services.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep.
In this, if we look at number one, their salaries showing an increase of almost $1,000 or $100,000. Is that a new position?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's involved is the 3% salary increase. It's one part of it, and
the other part is the pools.
Yeah, and the provincial pools.
So we've got three pools. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Where are they?
One is in Gander.
That's an agriculture center in Gander.
Yeah, and Corner Brook, and Happy Valley Goose Bay.
What's that? Under transportation and communications, there's a $73,000 budget.
Yep.
Where is that?
Well, that's basically
is that what staff travel?
Yeah.
And communications.
And communications as well.
Yep. So there's no. Go ahead.
No, you go
there's,
ahead.
There's no athletes travel.
But if you look at that line, we went from 73 to 99. That's to do with mission staff that went to the Canada Games this year.
You are looking at my notes.
Yeah.
But the travel subsidies would be down in grants and subsidies. Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
And again, purchase.
But you asked specifically about, did you ask about travel?
Asked that particular travel number.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. But for travel for athletes is down in the grants and subsidies section down below that.
Okay.
Last question for the first round of the RECs.
Budget announced $500,000 for new school age physical activity program?
Yeah.
Does this fall under seniors wellness social development or?
No, it's under the wellness component of it.
Under the wellness component of
it. Yeah.
What's that program going to look like?
Well, there's some programs that we have on the go now that we're running in schools that we'd like to continue to operate. But what I think the big thing in this one is that we're hoping that we're going to be able to leverage more monies from the Jump Start type programs and as well from Public Health Canada. So that if everything works out, we should have a substantial amount that we'd be able to put towards that.
I'm going to hold you there. Or you got to follow up there, Rex.
Okay.
You're good there?
Yep.
Okay, Jerry?
Great. Again, thank you so very much for being here this evening. I think it's probably one of the toughest evenings to not be able to go outside once the house closed or once your office is closed. Seeing the new department described, it was very exciting to see some of the potentials there and the possibilities with clumping seniors wellness and social development together. So it'll be interesting to see how it rolls out and how it works as you get your footing in this new department. And I know that you have some really fantastic staff on board, so
yeah,
it's really exciting.
Joe.
Oh, hey, you have a fabulous minister. And I know that you love working with me as much as I love working with you, Clyde. But in all seriousness, yes, it's great to be able to work with you, and I look forward to that because I know that with our changing demographic, boy, we have some wonderful challenges ahead of us that will require some very creative solutions. I'd just like to pick up where we just left off. So 2.1.01. Down to grants and subsidies, number 10.
Yeah.
So we see a nice big jump in there.
Yep.
So what is that increase?
There's 500,000 of it is the money we just talked about.
Right.
And there's another 500,000 for the lab games. They're held every
3 years.
2 years. Yeah.
Okay. And in grants and subsidies. Is it possible to get a list, or how are they working right now? Is there a specific date of call for applications?
Yeah.
How is
we
that
were
working
we
out?
Were talking about that before we came over, because as we go through each one of these divisions, you're going to, you know, you look at the grants and subsidies, and in this list, other than the two that I've just mentioned, you've got things like the community rec grants, you've got the seniors rec grants, you've got the travel subsidies. Now, if you want, I mean, feel free to ask all the questions you want, but we can certainly provide a breakdown if
That'd
you want
great.
For each one of the divisions.
Yeah, that would
yeah.
be great.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So, for revenue for federal, where is that coming from?
No.
Revenue federal?
Yep. It's the amount to be voted.
The 280.
Sport Canada.
Yep.
The Sport Canada.
Sport Canada? Okay.
Sport Canada, yep.
Great. And the revenue provincial?
That is the pools.
The pools?
Yep.
Okay, great. Wouldn't it be wonderful if at some point we didn't have to pay to go to pools? Wouldn't that be great?
It would be, but
yep.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And then to 2.1.03 under health promotion, wellness, healthy living.
Yeah.
Wellness coordinators. Which wellness coordinators do we have now? Because I know we lost a number of them in 2013.
Wellness coordinator. Where are you? Which?
On page 22.6.
Yes.
Under healthy living.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what wellness coordinators do we have now that are staff positions?
Mark?
Sure. Mark Jones, Assistant Deputy Minister. You're referring to the Healthy
Maybe
Living?
Maybe the consultants.
The Healthy Living Consultants in the Healthy Living Division?
Yeah.
There are currently...
So before you go, so yep. has that been moved into this department?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
great.
So the Health Promotion, Wellness, and Sport branch
yeah.
includes the Healthy Living Division. And the Sport and Rec Division. So there are two divisions in that branch. And the Healthy Living Consultants are in the Healthy Living Division.
Okay.
There's a director and five Healthy Living Consultants currently.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Under supplies, there's a $30,000 increase in the revised budget for 14-15. Do you know what that was?
Supplies?
Mm-hmm. Under operating accounts, under salaries,
okay.
then operating mm-hmm. accounts. It was budgeted for $16,000, then it went up to $46,000.
Yep.
Mark?
Oh, sure. Mark Jones, Assistant Deputy Minister. Each year, the activity will fluctuate. So depending on the type of activity, sometimes you need it in supplies, sometimes you need it in purchase services, sometimes you need it in transportation communications. In this particular year,
We did a print run and updated our resources that we provide with the postnatal and developmental screening tools that we use with the public health nurses,
yes.
And that's where that activity will be reflected.
Great. Okay. And would it be possible to get a list of the positions of the wellness consultants or from the two divisions?
Yeah.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Professional services, I see that there's a bit of a drop from 70,000 in the original budget for 14-15. Can you explain that?
Well, we just think it's, you know, with the lines of the department have changed.
Yes.
Then we think this is reasonable and in line with what we need to run the department.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Support to community agencies. Is it possible to get a list of recipients?
Yeah, same thing. That you know, I can name some for you, or if you mm-hmm. want to, we can just we can do up the list and provide
that
them to
would
you.
Be great.
To you both.
Yeah. And do you foresee any reductions?
No.
At all to
no.
lists? Okay.
No.
Great. All those community agencies doing such great work.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. If we can go over to...
Just to be clear, so Jerry, you want the list of the agencies that receive support under 2.1.04?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And what, just to be clear too, Minister, what we're giving to one, we're giving to the other party.
If they want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
I figured they were going to ask for them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. page 22.8.
22.8?
Yeah. And a subheading 3.1.01. Yeah. And under salaries, we see an increase of 115,000. Under seniors and aging.
Do what? Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the position that was mentioned earlier, the
yeah.
adult protection.
So that's the adult protection.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay. And under grants and subsidies, there was $140,000 not spent. It was revised last year.
Yeah, yeah. That was... that's the one, Betty. That's the calls. The cost of for on-call at the regional health authorities for adult protection were less than anticipated.
Okay, so that was. So is the new adult protection? That's a temporary 2-year position as well, is it?
No.
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 So that's permanent.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. And in the interim, it was contracted out.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And then under poverty reduction, 3.1.02,
yes.
We see an increase in salaries of 88,000.
That's the 3%.
That's end of position.
End of position?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what
three.
Would that position be?
Now, who's
policy,
going
to... Program and policy.
This program of policy?
Okay,
yeah.
Great. And will that be a permanent position?
We have it now listed as for 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah.
Under professional services, I see there was 50,000 not spent. What were you planning, and maybe what didn't happen?
That is okay. I'm going to get Brent. That's got to do with Stats Canada. So Brent will explain.
Yeah. So Brent Mead, Deputy Minister. So if you look below, you'll see the purchase services.
Yes.
Went up. So really, it's a direct line from the 50,000 professional services going to the purchase services. We purchased this year, because we were in the middle of renewing the action plan for PRS,
yeah.
We wanted data from Stats Canada, and we bought 2 years of data sets at $80,000.
Okay.
And that would have been reflected on the purchase service. That's why purchase service is up, and we took it within our operating. We would have taken it from the professional services.
Okay, great. And I have a few other questions about some of these areas, but maybe I'll come back to them. We'll just get... deal with some of the numbers and then get back to some of the other questions. Okay, Disability Policy Office. I think you spoke about that, so that's another new position as well.
Correct.
And that is the temporary 2 years, right?
That's right, yep.
Great.
Okay, Jerry, I'm just going to hold you there, and I'll go back to Rex, and I'll come back to you, as if that's okay. Rex, where are we going to start?
I want to go back to the $500,000 for new school age program. Well,
yeah. Just to give,
which one was?
I'm sorry, 2.1.01.
Yeah.
Okay. 22.5 in the estimates booklet.
Yeah. Just some ideas. What type of implementation are we talking here, and what students are we going to?
Do you want to list some of the program, Mark?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yep. Mark Jones, Assistant Deputy Minister. It's going to cover the full range of the K-12 student population. So depending on which age, the programming will be different. We're going to be using existing programs that have been proven to be successful. So, for example, Participation Nation with school sport. They have a K-3, a grade 4-6, a grade 7-9 component. At the high school component, it matches up really nicely with the volunteer hours that are part of the mandatory graduation requirements. So that covers the full range as well. One other example would be with active schools, which is in the K-6 school system right now. And to varying degrees, the uptake is high. In some areas of the province, it's low. And part of our initiative is to work with those schools so that everyone gets that program and fully implemented.
Okay, moving on. I'm going to try to negotiate what Jerry has covered, and if I ask the same question again, you'll excuse me. Budget 2015 announced approximately $2.2 million for initiatives, programs, and projects focused on healthy living, recreation, and wellness at the community level. Is this new money, or is it something that we've done in the past?
The
initiatives, programs, and projects focused on healthy living, recreation, and wellness at the community level.
It's weird. It would have been.
Brent, do you want to go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So that would be a reflection of existing programming in wellness and in sport and rec. This would have just been a rolling up of some of the key programs there.
Is it possible for us to get a list of those programs?
How that 2.2 was derived? Yes, we can.
And moving on, budget 2015 announced $24.9 million for sport and recreation infrastructure projects, bringing the total invested since 2004 to $169.6 million.
Yeah.
I guess we start. What are the current big projects that you guys are that we're working on in 2015 in terms of infrastructure?
Brent?
Yeah, so it's Brent Mead. The $24 million that was referenced.
Or am I asking the wrong question?
You may be asking the wrong department.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm going to clarify. Right? The number that was quoted there is what would be funded through municipal affairs.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's municipal affairs funding for recreation projects through municipalities.
Okay.
Minister?
Just as an example, there's a recplex type of thing happening in Marystown right now, so that would be continued funding for projects of that nature.
That's not completed yet. That's been going on for some time.
Yeah, that's.
What was that? That was announced in 2011.
Takes 2 or 3 years to build them.
Yeah, same thing as well. Actually, same thing. One Conception Bay South.
Yeah.
Same.
Yes.
Yeah. Announced at the same time. Is it possible for us to get a list of the infrastructure projects for 2015, 2016?
Yeah, we'll ask through municipal affairs. Right. And we'll coordinate with municipal affairs.
Yeah, and I guess while we're doing that, maybe a list of the $169 million as well from 2004?
Of all the projects?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all municipal affairs.
It's all municipal affairs.
Yeah.
Where am I now?
You got me confused.
What's that?
Get what?
Before we go on to the next one, we're hosting Canada Games 2021.
Yeah.
Are you in a position to give us an update at this point in time where we are?
No. Well,
I mean, this year in particular, we don't see the requirement for funds, but planning is just continuing. And we expect that, you know, dollars are going to start need to be rolled out, not this year, but subsequent years, right into 2021. So planning is still underway.
What do you see as major infrastructure projects?
For sure, the Aquarina is one. Swimming is another one. Another one that's being asked to be looked at is a track and field complex. I think those would be the two major ones.
Do you see using the old Aquarina or?
Right now, we're looking at the Aquarina. We've asked for some assessments as to the dollar figure that would be required to upgrade that, and we've had discussions with Sport Canada, and you know, seeing what kinds of things we would need to do to bring it up to code. There's some electrical, mechanical that we've got to take a look at. And likewise, I wasn't aware of this, looking at track and fields around, you know, wind, speed of winds and everything, because we got people that are setting records here. Yeah. So it's something that was new to me.
The orientation of the track.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. But I think those two would be the two biggest pieces of infrastructure.
Okay. Some discussions with the provincial sports associations, they're talking about, I guess, being prepared for 2021.
Yeah.
And my understanding is there was a study or discussions on a document called Medals Matter.
Yeah, yeah.
Has that been released at this
point? No, we haven't got released. We received it, I believe it was around February, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's when they were presented.
Yeah, they presented it. So we're having internal discussions, and we'll continue those discussions with the sports community. Certainly would like to have a few medals, yeah.
You've changed the philosophy as well, though.
Yeah. It would. It will. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
And Yep. We know that everyone would like to send their children to Canada Games.
Yeah. But I tell you, though, I was out to the Canada Games, and to see a couple of young people win medals and the pride that's with it, you know, we've got to do a bit of rethinking about it. Yeah.
Good. So any idea when the sports associations would get that?
No, I haven't got a date, but like I said, we anticipate it may not be too long. I've learned in this racket never to give you a date, but
we've learned not to accept it as well.
That's good. And that practice shall continue.
There you go. Okay. Let's go to 2.1.03.
Thank you.
2.1.03.
We've
worked our way through a couple of these items, professional services, purchase services, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's a federal revenue stream there, $58,000.
Smokers Helpline.
Pardon?
Smokers Helpline.
Yes. That's the Smokers Helpline.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the feds are involved. Good.
Yeah. We're working on Stellman and Tracy Perry on that.
All right. Budget 2015 announced $500,000 to promote healthy living initiatives, which support breastfeeding, healthy eating, school health, smoking cessation, and more. Is this under Seniors Wellness Social Development?
That
funding?
Yeah.
Can you break it down? Give some idea as to... Like you've got four or five areas there and $500,000. And roughly how that's split?
We could provide you with the breakdown of the program.
Okay, that's fine.
There's everything from wellness grants to postnatal care and all that kind of stuff. Healthy baby clinics all fitting under that, so we can give you the breakdown.
Going back to the federal funding, there was a drop from $100,000 down to $58,000.
What's happened is that they put in $100,000 a year. This is the final year of that program, and this year's commitment is $58,000. You know, we're into negotiations with the federal government, and hopefully they will continue that program.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that a good spot for you to stop, Rex?
If you want.
Yep. Okay. Jerry.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it would be nice if we didn't need that smoker's helpline, but we still sure do, don't we?
There's a fair number of people still smoking, right?
And our young people are taking up it up more and more, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, just let me see where I left off. Did that? Oh, under the Disability Policy Office, 3.1.03.
Yeah.
So under salaries, there's, that's another one of the temporary two-year positions,
yes.
Isn't it? Okay,
yeah.
Great. Transportation and communications, we see a nice bump there. Do you have any kind of new initiative that you're planning?
Well, we feel we need that amount for the operation of the office.
Okay.
And also included in that would be meetings of the Provincial Advisory Council.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want us to expand on the whole section a bit more, Jerry?
Sorry?
Because
it's Brent?
Yes, it's Brent
Mead. Ms. Rogers, I'll explain this whole section a little bit because you can see the numbers are kind of, some numbers are up and some numbers are down.
Yes, so
and
sure.
And what this is really a reflection of is where the budget came from AES.
Mm-hmm.
And they covered, AES used to cover a lot of the operating expenses of the disability office from varying sources in the department. So when it came over, that's why you're seeing purchase services relatively high,
yep.
Transportation communities was low. So then when we said, this is what we feel we need for operating this office, we restated it to the way we felt it should be.
Okay.
So it's just a bit of a cleaning up in some ways in the transition of the from one department to the other.
Well, that makes sense because you're moving staff around
or at least
positions around as well. Hey, for grants and subsidies, can we get a list of recipients for that?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Okay, and there's been no increase
at all. And the
type of
grants.
And no increase at all, hey, to those wonderful people doing all that great work out there.
I think once you get a list of to see what dollars we have there, where some of these dollars have gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the taxi initiative.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah.
Because I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, okay, then I'll wait to your questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's it for those. That I would be interested as well in looking at when we look at some of the overall budgets for some of the different sections in the budget, where the money came from what departments were they transferred over from. For instance, when we look at the disability office, some of that was from AES. So in the minister's office, who did we rob? From which departments?
TCR was there, and he essentially used a TCR as ministry.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Just
do you want me to?
Brent?
Great.
Yeah.
You got me. So the minister's, it's a fair question. So the minister's office, we did not need to create a minister's office.
Right.
Because in the restructuring, were the pieces that went to business, tourism, culture, and rural development. I think I got that right. That already had a minister. So we, for all intents and purposes, adopted the Ministry of Tourism, Culture, and Recreation's Ministry Office.
Okay.
We adopted a minister. Adopt a minister. It could be a program if I guess you want to.
You're going to have to keep them, right? You're stuck with them.
Could be an interesting concept. So that's where and then if you look in the rest of the department, so the rest of the department really would have also been parts of tourism, culture, and creation. Policy and planning, there was one position I think went to the business department, but the rest of it would have remained there. And then in terms of what came from advanced education skills, it was the disability office and the poverty reduction office.
Okay, and I can't remember now if
So
the budgeted amounts for the I didn't check this out and I should have. So the budgeted amounts for the disability office when they were under AES,
yeah.
How does that compare to the budgeted amounts for them this year?
Technically, the budgets will be higher because there were elements of the operating budgets of both poverty reduction and disability that were being covered in other areas of AAS.
Okay.
When we move those into seniors, wellness, and social development, we cleaned that up and had the budget restated to reflect what we felt the operating needs were. So we actually had money put into our budget in order to properly reflect that.
Okay.
Then, of course, the other elements that would have came into the department would have been from health, and they would have been healthy living and seniors and adult protection.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The Wellness Advisory Council has created working groups on mental health promotion, environmental health, and healthy child development. Have there been any policy papers that have come out of those initiatives?
Elizabeth, maybe?
No, this is Mark.
Mark.
Mark Jones, Assistant Deputy Minister. Mental health and protection is actually still with Health and Community Services.
Okay.
As a policy and division of government.
Right.
The Wellness Council,
yes,
is still a council that reports up through to our minister and is more of a broader approach. The most recent paper that we've received from them would have been the Healthy Built Environment.
Okay. I can't remember if I've seen that or not.
Catherine Dunham.
It's a cabinet document.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Great. Thank you. Right. That's a cabinet one. Now, the poverty reduction strategy, when we look at how it's presented in terms of the amount of money that's spent on poverty reduction, it's a little bit hard to get a handle on what is actual money or programs in other departments. Is there any way of getting a breakdown of the allocation?
It was online, wasn't it?
That's online like that?
Yeah.
The breakdown like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
But, I mean, we can look it up. We'll get it for you.
Okay. Are there any new policy directions that or programs that the poverty reduction strategy is looking at this point as well that we don't know about them? Any new directions or initiatives?
Are we?
No.
Elizabeth?
You want?
Assistant Deputy Minister. We are in the process of analyzing all of the information that we gather as a result of the engagement process. And developing a new action plan.
Okay.
So we hope within the coming months that action plan will be released. And as well, in this year's budget, there were some new initiatives that we are analyzing now as well that, you know, would be included as poverty reduction initiatives that would not have been included previously.
Okay. All right.
Minister?
I mean, there's consultations in the summit that was held here in March, I believe it was. So, you know, it's really good input in that. So that's directing it. Sound like Elizabeth said, hopefully before too long we'll have that out.
Right. So you'll release a document with that information. Great.
Yeah.
Any surprises?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay. I think this is a good place for me to stop. I just have some questions about the Disability Policy Office. So.
Okay. Rex?
Budget 2015 announced $86,000 for new wellness center in Happy Valley Goose Bay.
Yeah. That's a piece of consultation work that's going on to continue that, to see, you know, what we need to do, if we're going to replace it or whatnot. But that's what it's consultant work.
So obviously that's one left over from the military, what you're using there now?
Geez, I don't know. Left over from the military, you say?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was or not.
Yeah,
it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. We had one in Stephenville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're looking at the possibility of putting a new facility there?
Yeah.
What's that?
Brent?
We're working with the town of Happy Valley Goose Bay on that. So that funding actually doesn't sit in our department. That funding, as I understand it, is in MEGA again. But it's for them to continue planning to look at the feasibility of building a new recreation facility in Happy Valley Goose Bay.
Something similar to what we have in Bay Bulls or...
That's part of what you're
looking at. No, that's right. Not to that point.
It's working towards that end, right?
I know last time we met, I asked about the phase two of provincial wellness plan, and I think the answer was soon at that point in time. Where are we with that?
Well, that's still ongoing. I can't give you a date again, but, you know, the initiatives I think that we're undertaking as a department around the general wellness initiatives is a positive one. If you look at, you know, a tough budget year, that's one of the areas that we did focus upon, but I can't give you a specific rate yet, but we're continuing to work on it.
Going back to, we talked a little bit about pools and costs of staffing and so on. Where do we find the operation budget for the pools and maintenance and so
That's
on?
That's through Transportation Works. The operation.
So you got money coming from everywhere.
Well, there's one thing that, you know, and all jokes aside, that's true. Like, we are tapped into so many other departments. And I say sometimes, like, our department is almost like an overseer. And, you know, that representation through our department into papers and initiatives does tap across many, many departments. Yeah. Okay.
It's Brent Mead,
Deputy Minister. So the salaries, the operating of the pools, does reside with us.
Yes.
Right.
And it's found under 2.1.01 Recreation and Sport.
You're talking about maintenance.
Yeah. As I was going through here, and I noticed we had the salaries. I was just wondering where maintenance and...
Oh, okay. Yeah. But the buildings themselves, the pools, and the Arts and Culture Centers, all of those that they're joined in, are operated by and run by TW.
Okay. I've got to apologize. I believe I already asked this. We talked about the breakdown of $500,000 for breastfeeding, healthy eating, and so on. We asked for a breakdown of that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Budget 2015 announced $5.9 million for community-based organizations and agencies which are strong advocates for health and wellness and deliver key programs and services in our community. I assume this is not new money either. This is an ongoing...
Yeah, and it's the one that Jerry asked for.
Oh, okay.
And we'll provide you a list of that as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're trying to get out for a smoke. Hurry up.
Okay. 3.1.01, page 22.8. Under salaries from 2014-2015, you've got an increase of $120,000.
Mm-hmm. Is that adult protection?
That's the adult protection.
Yeah,
and a clerk type of position. Is the adult protection consultant and a clerk type of three position.
Okay. Under transportation and communications, what are we looking at there, $43,000? What kinds of things will come out of that?
No.
We travel meeting with the advisory council.
Yep.
Elizabeth?
Those are things around the advisory council
that
would have some travel and
staff travel.
Pardon?
And staff travel.
And staff travel as well, yeah. Yeah. This is one of the things that has been different about the department. Like, we're just developing, so you see some of them, you know, that last year in the department might have had 70,000, and this year is 40. So what we're doing is adjusting it more in line with what we figure
this is what the department
right.
needs.
Right. And you've got $92,000 there for purchase services. That's what we, I know we talked as we came through with some smaller numbers of
yeah.
$18,000 and $10,000
yeah, yeah,
and so
yeah,
on, but
yeah.
that's a significant number.
That is more of the print services,
okay.
website services that we carry out.
Meeting room okay. rentals, those kinds
yeah.
of things.
Yeah. Mm. Right. You know, some of the documents that we put out, like the healthy eating
book
right. that we put out, those types
yeah.
of things.
All right. Mm. The division description mentions implementation and monitoring of provincial healthy aging policy framework. Can you tell us a little bit about the work going on?
Yeah, we're in the process of.
Is this the second one we're developing now?
The healthy eating?
Yeah.
No. Aging.
Just
aging. Elizabeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elizabeth Day, Assistant Deputy Minister. The healthy aging policy framework was implemented in 2007. The directions that are there are certainly still valid, we believe, but we are in the process now of doing a review of that framework, hopefully consulting with seniors and coming out with the next phase of the framework, you know, within this year.
Okay. So we'll expect to see that sometime this year?
Yeah,
hopefully.
Yes, Minister.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to do, yeah.
All right, thank you. Let's go back to the Adult Protection Act. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you're going, that's going on? With,
well, those
you hired a new staff person there.
Yeah, you want the work of what this act does?
Yeah, like I guess on a what kind of issues are you dealing with?
Well, I mean, basically, it's you know, protects those who are vulnerable and can't act on their own behalf. They would have somebody else
yeah.
that would act on their own behalf. So I don't know, Betty, if you want to speak to a bit more to with the office, but that's the basic premise of it.
Elizabeth? So I guess, is this, do you handle a lot of cases?
Yeah.
I guess that's, and I'm not trying to suggest that it shouldn't exist or anything. I'm just trying to get my head around
sure.
a day in the life sort of thing.
Elizabeth Day, Assistant Deputy Minister. The legislation was proclaimed June 2014. It is operationalized through the regional health authorities. So there are social workers, managers, directors within the regional health authorities who actually operationalize the act. And the provincial director, as well as a consultant, work within our department. The numbers of reports that we are receiving, you know, they are what we would consider to be significant. You know, different types of referrals. Some are of physical abuse of adults, you know, fraudulent behavior where there's financial abuse, areas of, you know, physical, sometimes sexual abuse of adults who don't have the capacity to protect themselves. I will say that it is very busy. It does take up a lot of our time in terms of the oversight of the program. It's a new piece of legislation, so education and training related to the act is ongoing. There is a steering committee. The police, RCMP, RNC are on the steering committee, as well as representatives of the regional health authorities.
So as a what would be the consultant's background? Would it be a social worker,
yes.
legal?
Social
work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is that a good spot for you to stop here, Mr. Hoover?
10 minutes go pretty quick.
Okay.
Sir.
Jury?
Yes. Just one little line that I missed there. Under 3.1.01, under grants and subsidies, I'm not sure if I asked this. I kind of think I didn't. That there was $140,000 that wasn't spent, that was revised last year.
Yeah, that's the one we mentioned about the cost of the on-call from regional.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Thank you very much. That's right. Okay. So I just have a few, I think, quick questions. I'd like to know a little bit about how the seniors' transportation program is going.
The pilot?
Mm-hmm. Because you've renewed it again this year for $400,000, yes?
Yep. Yeah, that's the one we have the five community groups.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 We have five communities that are into this. We've got the Red Cross, City of St. John's, Clarenville, Cape St. George. Is that right, Tony? No, Bay St. George. And one other. Where's the other? Springdale. So
Springdale, yeah.
Those are ongoing. And I don't know, Betty, you want to speak to them?
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Day, Assistant Deputy Minister. The.
I call her Elizabeth.
There is a $1.3 million budget for this pilot project over a period of 3 years. It started in 2013. So now going into the third year. It is going very well. We're in the process of now designing evaluation for the project, and hopefully it will continue and potentially be expanded in the out years if we demonstrate that it was a worthwhile project.
So we're in our third year now.
This is the start of the third year.
So, and it has maintained just those five communities?
Yes, the same proponents who applied 3 years ago are going through the three-year pilot.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know what the plan is for after the end of the third year?
It will depend on the evaluation outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
It can't be anything but good coming out of it.
Mm. Minister?
It can't be anything but good coming out of it. One of the things that's identified as the biggest barrier to inclusion is transportation.
Yeah, it's
for seniors, the whole gamut. Our taxi, you know, the taxi program that we announced the other day, that's what it's about.
So important. I have seniors who can't afford to go to their doctor.
Yep.
So we all know that we have the fastest growing proportional shift for seniors, but also we have the highest percentage, I think, of seniors in Canada on GIS and OAS, meaning they are living below the poverty line. So I'm just wondering, I know that you don't handle everything that has to do with seniors, but since you were talking about that you were kind of overseeing, is there any plan looking to this whole issue of our seniors living in poverty? I think, you know, the transportation is a good example of somehow addressing some of that. Or do you have any plans in the future?
You know, I mean, in terms of the programs that we have in place, you know, there's always going to be the demand for more and more and more. So some of the things that we're running, like the pilot program, like the rent subsidy program we're looking at through Newfoundland Labrador Housing, those are all initiatives aimed at making life better for the vulnerable and some of our seniors. But I think if you take a look at the programs that we have in place, the income thresholds, the supports that we put in for housing, home repair programs, the seniors' benefit that comes out in October. You know, if you accumulate them all, always demand for more, but I'd be satisfied, always looking for more.
Yeah.
But I think the supports that we have in place right now are pretty good for seniors.
Yeah. You know, when somebody has to rent an apartment or some fresh fruit.
Yeah, yeah. And I will acknowledge one thing, I think that the difference between rural and Newfoundland, we're seeing the demand. You see them regularly around the demand that's placed on people living in urban areas, especially in St. John's. And, how we work our way through that, that's something we get to continue to have discussions about.
Even Clarenville.
But that's what I'm saying. The larger areas that within the province, it is demanding. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Or if you're near any large-scale projects, resource development projects.
Yeah.
The same thing for people looking for. So if you're in this advisory capacity, I guess, is it the role of the department then to be an advisory capacity with, for instance, Newfoundland and Labrador Housing when you're talking about seniors, and then people with physical disabilities, I imagine, the whole issue of accessible housing, it's a nightmare in terms of housing stock, but also cost.
Yeah, I think if there's one thing that we have done, that's especially as it pertains to Newfoundland Labrador Housing,
I would contend that, you know, they've always had a focus on it, but I think our department brings another lens to it. And the discussions that, you know, Betty can attest to that, that through her and through people in AES, we work more closely now with Newfoundland and Labrador Housing, I think, than there's probably ever worked that collaboration between departments and Newfoundland and Labrador Housing. It's probably better now than it has been. And I think to continue that is to the benefit of those people that Newfoundland and Labrador Housing serve.
Now, would you work also in an advisory capacity around, for instance, a program in AES, the Open
yes.
Doors?
Yes, yes.
And,
yep.
Okay.
Work closely with the clients that AES supports, and we do work jointly with
okay.
them, yeah.
No, I have some questions. I'll talk to you a little bit about that another time.
Yeah.
I didn't have any further questions.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Rex, we're on until you're done.
Yep, got a few more. I might be finished in Jerry's time.
There you go.
Budget 2015 announced $42.1 million for low-income seniors tax benefit, which is estimated to affect approximately 44,800
yeah.
seniors. Are those households or individuals? The 44,000.
It'd be households, wouldn't it? I think that's the way the income tax
norm. Yeah. I would think, I'll have to check, I'll okay. check that, to,
all right.
you know, somebody jot that down, will you please? Yeah, I'll check that.
Tied with that, I'm just wondering how many total seniors would be affected.
The total number of seniors.
Total number of seniors. If that's households, what
yeah.
would be the total number
okay,
of seniors?
Okay, we'll get both of them for
as a supplementary
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
To get the maximum rebate of $1,059, what's the income threshold?
I think it's $32,500.
It's the same as Newfoundland Labrador Housing.
Yeah, I think it is $32,500.
Similar.
Is that a solid threshold, or is there a sliding scale?
Mm.
That's the highest.
I'm not sure if it's a sliding scale or not, but this would be administered through the Department of Finance.
Okay.
But I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so I guess what we're looking for, if it's not a solid threshold,
yeah.
how's the scale work?
Yeah.
And how many people do you anticipate being at the various levels in that scale?
Well, we'll get you some information, and then if you've got a question,
sure.
Part of that, we'll follow up on it.
Absolutely.
For you.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect. I guess another one is the discount fees for seniors. Would that also fall under finance?
That would.
Okay. I guess our question, we know that there's discount, but we know that fees are going up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess our question is, what would be the net impact on our seniors in terms of fee increases?
The net impact?
Net impact.
Okay.
Right. Like we know that fees
yeah,
are going up.
I know.
We know that we've got a 35%
yeah.
discount.
Yeah. So you're asking for net impact
overall?
Well, I
guess the question is, have you had a look at what the net impact would be?
No, I haven't.
Or has finance had a look at what the net impact
well,
would
be? Well, I'll check with finance.
We'll be on our seniors,
see, yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
And the final one, it's a similar one. Budget 2015 announced $8.8 million for a provincial home repair program,
yeah.
which is Newfoundland Labrador Housing Initiative.
Yeah.
The budget pointed out that 86% of funding recipients are seniors.
Yeah.
What is the income cutoff for that one to qualify? Is that the 32.5 as well?
I'll get that for you as well.
Okay. All right. I think that's where we're good.
We're good?
Yep.
Jerry, you're good?
I believe I am. I want to say again thank you very much, and it's very exciting to see the development of this new department, and some of it makes sense, and it'll just be interesting to see how far your reach can go and how you can influence that. And boy, do we have a challenge ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank you so very much.
Yep.
And maybe the sun is still shining.
Rex, it looks like you have one question.
I apologize.
Okay.
I didn't have just one question. I've got another set of questions.
Okay.
Tied to poverty reduction, 3.1.02.
Go forward.
Under salaries, we're looking at an increase of almost 100,000. Is that even though we've got a decrease in staff? Is that a position, or is that that's further benefits? Is that further benefits, or is another staff? Is there a staff person there?
Staff.
Yeah.
Yeah, staff.
Okay. Under purchase services, we've got $83,000. Why was this line item overspent by $50,000?
That's the one, Brent.
Yeah. So I.
Brent.
It's Brent Mead.
Brent Mead, Deputy Minister. Ms. Rogers asked a question earlier, because if you go up to professional services, you see it was not spent.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Remember, that's around Stats Canada data that I had spoken about earlier.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
That's fine.
Budget 2015 includes $185 million for poverty reduction. What is the extra $15 million over and above the $170 million budget of last year?
So we're going to get that full list, right? That's the
one. I don't know what the, why it was more.
That's,
that full list,
That's the Labrador Violence Prevention Court Initiative.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
The Violence Prevention Court Initiative.
Okay.
One part of it.
That's one part of it.
What was the other part? Well, it'd be a number of things. So that's the list that we're getting together now.
It's Brent Mead, Deputy Minister. So earlier in the discussion, we had talked about how we, Elizabeth Day, ADM, had mentioned how we are monitoring now that the budget's down. We work with departments to finalize a list of those initiatives that are included as part of poverty reduction, and just confirming that they indeed are. And we usually complete that every year, about 2-3 weeks after the budget comes down, and we're in the process of doing that now. So that is so what that number would capture was our preliminary assessment of what that is, but we're finalizing that, and we will make that available to you. It will actually list it by initiative.
Okay.
So, and then it will total up. So, but certainly the Violence Prevention Court was one. There were some additional positions put in the Labrador, as I understand it, as well. So to work on the coast. So those are the types of things that would be reflected if you see an increase.
Okay, thank you. Budget 2015 mentions the low-income tax reduction program of $12.2 million. Can you tell us a little bit more about
what
was it again?
The low-income tax reduction program talks about $12.5 million?
That's the top. That would have to be a finance.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe Jerry asked about the release of the poverty reduction plans. That that's soon.
Yep.
Is there a dollar figure in the budget to deal with recommendations coming out of that program?
No, not at this point. What we'll do now is we'll assess what comes out of that over the next coming months, and then see where we go from there.
Okay. The elimination of the residential energy rebate. Have you determined what the impact of this will have on low-income individuals? Is there anybody?
That would be finance.
That would be finance as well?
Oh, that's the... Yeah.
Was your department consulted on that at all?
Yeah.
Did you guys have input into that?
Well, as a minister and through the budget process, we,
yeah,
we did.
Yeah, sure.
And that's, you know, I provided my input there. But again, that would be something you could put to finance.
Your department mandate letter mentioned a down payment assistance program. Can you tell us about this program? And
yeah, that's through Newfoundland Labrador Housing.
Right.
What that is it's set at a $60,000 threshold, so that
household income.
Yes. Basically, what it does is that. Through Newfoundland Labrador Housing, they would provide the percentage down payment for someone to purchase a home, and then a payment schedule would be set up whereby, you know, people would pay that back.
And is that rolled out at this point in time?
No, we're in the process of rolling that out now in conjunction with Newfoundland Labrador Housing.
Okay.
Yeah. The dollars are there and available for it.
Budget 2015 increased the income threshold from $15,000 to $30,000 for the HST credit.
Yep.
And stated that the number of eligible families will increase from approximately 58,000 to 127.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking here about families or individuals? Families.
Yeah.
Families, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea how many seniors would fall into this category?
No, I haven't. I haven't. No, I don't have it with me.
Good. And I know, Jerry, you asked some questions on the Disability Policy Office, so I apologize if these questions have already been asked.
3.1.03. Yep.
Again, we had salaries increased by $100, so that was the person you referenced.
That's the program. That's program policy development specialist.
Right. Mm-hmm. Transportation communications, $50,000 more than last year.
Yeah, and what we hear is, we've got meetings with the advisory council. We have those people that travel, and it's others around operation of the office.
Brent?
Yep. So it's Brent Mead. As I explained at that time as well previously, Mr. Hillier, if you look down, you'll see really what we've done is properly restated what we feel the operating budget for that division will be and should be. And where the numbers were under revised is the way it came to us when we took the division from AAS.
So there's a transition.
The way AAS used to cover a lot of the expenses in disability offices, they covered it from a lot of different places. And that's why the numbers are unfortunately a little bit all over the place. And then what we're trying to do this year is restate it properly. And so that's why our sense is the majority of our funding will be required in transportation communications, because that's where most of our costs associated with advisory council meetings and stuff like that. So,
okay. We've got a little over $1 million in grants here. Can we get a list of the recipients of those grants?
What we'll do is we'll go through the entire thing. And where it says grants and subsidies, we'll provide your breakdown of each one of them.
Yeah, that'd be great. Finally, in 2015, provincial government will release a 3-year action plan to further guide implementation of initiatives under inclusion strategy for persons with disabilities. When do we expect that one to be?
Yeah, soon. Soon.
What? And I guess, is there a dollar figure again? Do we have a budget item built in there for when that is?
He's asking if there's a budget for the action plan.
All within.
Yeah.
What we've got is, whether we've got to make some adjustments within existing funds or whatnot, but that's what we're looking at.
Perfect. Okay, and I believe that's finally all for me, and thank you very much. It's been a great learning experience this evening for
a
new MHA.
This one has been a bit different for me because really what we've got is it's a new department, and you've been taking stuff in and from other departments. So this one's been a bit different.
And we knew that coming in. That was the conversation we had, how we're going to compare and the answers to some of these questions.
Jerry,
modification.
If you keep it up, the sun will definitely be gone down by the time you get out.
The grants, the list of grants and subsidies, is it possible to have the amount that groups applied for and then the amount that was awarded?
Support agencies and this kind of thing you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got that.
So what they applied for, how much they applied for.
Oh, what they applied for. Oh, jeez.
And then how much they were awarded.
Well, I'll see what we can do. We'll take a look at it. I don't know what the end result will be, but I'll discuss with staff.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
On behalf of all the committee minister and your staff, I want to thank you for coming out this evening and giving some frank answers and as you said, it's a new department, and I know sometimes it's difficult to mix and match numbers after taking numbers from various departments over the last year or so. So once again, to all the staff members, thank you for your answers and your time this evening. We really appreciate it. And now we need to call
the heads.
We need to call the sub-heads.
Yep.
Clerk?
Okay. 1.1.01 through 3.1.03 inclusive.
Shall 1.1.01 to 3.1.03 inclusive carry? All those in favor?
Yes.
Shall the total carry? All those in favor? Yes. Shall I report the estimates of the Department of Seniors, Wellness, and Social Development without amendment? All those in favor?
Yes.
Carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Pollard, second by Mr. Hilliard. Adjourned. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.